got you taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so
from the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Mr. 100 and the five-star man here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I am Mr. 100, and down at the end of the table is the better half, the five-star man, Asa Gray.
Genuinely thought that you were like plugging in the soundboard when you moved that cable.
Like I forgot it.
Like, and I was like, oh, that pre-show's going to be rough.
No. noticeably absent tonight, Ali Hebert, who had to work, unfortunately. Boy, I wish you guys had stuck around for the conversation we just had that we didn't record, where we got in super depth about like sexualizing women, and like it was this great conversation that I, for whatever reason, didn't think to get on tape. But what you can do is you can go back to the pre-show for a dollar and listen to our discussion about presidential hopefuls, and it was also a very good discussion. It's the kind of stuff we don't want to talk about normally, but we got onto the topic and we kept talking about it a little bit. So 15 minutes we talked about it, and it was a good discussion. You can find that at patreon.com/podzilla1985. And now that I've sold you on it, welcome to the show.
Do it, you cowards. Nah, just do it, though. But like, do it.
Do it. Hey, did you hear about this Disney thing?
Which one?
Yeah.
Because there's been a couple over the last couple days.
There was one I saw. We're just going to jump right into a topic. There was one I saw people posting this story about Disney denying this father the gravestone.
So do you have the whole story?
I think. Let me tell you what I heard, and you can tell me if I missed anything.
Okay,
because I looked up a couple different sources because I thought this is one of those things that people repost all the time.
Because there's a terrible headline.
Yes.
But the story behind it is actually way more like...
not as bad as it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the headline you're going to see, because again, remember that what these headlines are meant to do is to enrage you and get you to click on it. It's clickbait. That's mm-hmm. what it is. Was that Disney denies grieving father... last wish, whatever. He wanted to get Spider-Man etched on his kid's tombstone mm-hmm. because his son passed away, 4-year-old son passed away from a rare disease. Very tragic story. Nothing to make fun of there. But he was a big fan of Spider-Man, and he wanted to put it on the gravestone. And Disney denied it. And that was it. That was the headline. Father wants, you know, a Spider-Man tombstone for dead son. Disney says no. And when you read that, the first response is probably my first response. Well, actually, my first response was bullshit. This is clearly a fake article meant to get people upset. But it's true. But you miss the context of what actually happened. And from what I understand, I read the reply that Disney gave them. And their reply was basically that the reason that these characters can bring so much joy and innocence to everybody is because it keeps this happy aura about it, basically. And to put it on memorials and stuff like that could damage the innocence and magic of the characters.
It could be a negative association of, like, because you don't want the... I'm trying to find like the full article because there's some other things that Disney did for this family.
Yeah, they offered to give them a hand-drawn cell of Spider-Man dedicated to the boy, which I guess the family rejected.
Well, and also part of it is like, so yes, Disney has there is a thing that we don't like to put the superheroes, the Marvel superheroes, on tombstones because it elicits that like negative, that response, that negative association.
Yeah.
Also, Disney didn't say that they couldn't do it. Like Disney, it's not like they got a hit with a lawyer that hit a cease and desist. Apparently, the company that he requested to do that, like to make the headstone, refused the request because of that precedent. So it's not like Disney flat out told this one specific family, no.
Yeah, because the brother of the father, the uncle of the boy, reached out to Disney and asked them if they could get permission, and Disney declined for the reasons that they cited and offered the other thing instead. And I did not know that was a rule, because I could have sworn I have seen other things that do have superheroes on them and stuff like this. it's not a, is it a law that they can't do that?
No, it's like a, it was like a Walt Disney.
It's a precedent.
Like an actual Walt Disney, like the man.
Yeah.
Had that rule of like, he, like Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and things like that. Like they don't want that on, I'm trying to find it. It's hard. That's why we need, I need Allie here.
Yes.
There's actually one thing that, I wanted to talk to Allie about tonight, but she's gone.
I can field it for her.
Was the,
we have a mental link.
They announced today that Friends is getting pulled.
I did want to talk about that actually. From Netflix. Yeah, that's something that I want to talk about here right after this. We have a couple topics I want to talk about tonight. So if they had gone through with it and found somebody that would do it, could Disney have sued them or just had a?
I mean, probably, but like I see, because
technically
the thing
is copyright infringement,
right?
But at the same time, the PR nightmare for Disney would be so bad. You imagine that they wouldn't do that, and I kind of understand where they're coming from on their precedent. I do feel like this family should be allowed to do this for their son as a knee-jerk reaction. But then, and this is going to sound terrible, and I'm so sorry, but there's also a part of me that thinks your son is dead. He doesn't care what's on his tombstone. And I know that sounds terrible, and I don't mean it to be so harsh, but there's to have this hand-drawn cell or whatever given to you from Disney in his honor seems pretty good. That seems like a great thing, and both of them are going to be just as beneficial to this poor boy. You know, I get wanting to have Spider-Man on his tombstone because it's a forever type thing.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I am happy about, and I think you had mentioned in the article, was that the story has spread around so much that everyone knows this boy's face now, and everybody knows him. And that's a good thing, that people are aware and of his story, and everyone's going to remember him. But I don't know. It's a hard spot to be in if you're Disney.
And apparently the company, the etching company, told them that they would have to contact the copyright office before they would agree to be able to do it. So the copyright office is the one that said that is not a way that they allow to use their characters.
Right.
Which, I mean, there's a lot of bullshit that Disney has pulled.
Yes.
Like from, you know, suing the preschool
for putting the artwork.
Yeah, for putting the artwork up.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that.
Ratting out
like,
animators.
Yeah, or the animators, you know, totally corrupting the fair use laws.
Yeah.
And public domain laws,
right,
of the country. Like,
it turns out Disney wasn't on the up and up, making all those terrible sequels.
I'm trying to
find. It's a real crime.
But they also, but there is like another side of the story to where that like Disney did reach out to this family. But I can't. I'm going to try to find it. If anything, I will put it. If I can end up finding it, I will put it to the.
Put it on Facebook.
On the Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'll tweet it out and stuff with the episode.
But I guess the reason I wanted to bring it up, because there's a lot of. There's a knee-jerk reaction that when you have when you see stuff like this. And I've said it a million times that if you see something like that, I encourage you to research it, look into it, because it's not always what it looks like. They design these articles and these headlines to grab your attention and to piss you off so you'll read it. And they get clicks and they get advertiser bait and stuff like that. I love Snopes.com. That became a frequent place for me growing up,
mm-hmm,
to try to, you know, sort through all of the nonsense and lies that you find online. And unfortunately, I feel like nowadays it's getting tougher and tougher. People are less likely to try to figure out what's real and what's not. They live in their echo chamber, and when they see something that strikes their fancy, sorry, Jay Wells, they just go for it. Miss that guy. Haven't seen him in forever. And I grew up with him.
If Illinois wasn't completely underwater.
Yeah, Cape is still blocked off.
I would have got, yeah, the East Cape is.
We're literally in no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Clubs needs to jump on it.
I can't find it. I'll try to find it when we're not recording. Okay. Because, like, I agree that, you know, there's, you know, Disney kind of screws stuff up quite a bit, but.
Maybe this one isn't one of those.
Well, I mean, and I'm not even saying that, like, also part of it was, like, if, granted, it was the etching company that made them, like, get permission before they did it, but, like, if they would have just done it.
What would have been the
consequence? No one would have known. Like, yeah, that
would
have been.
Because I dare you to find Disney, someone send them a picture and go like, hey, this kid, this 4-year-old's tombstone has Spider-Man on it. Let's get him.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that.
Like, then again, they sued a preschool, so.
But they weren't dead. Those kids were still alive. That's an uncomfortable story to start with.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
Stay tuned tomorrow when we, in a more lighthearted news, we tear apart Monday Night Raw.
Oh my God. Literally going through it, I'm just like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
On Monday Night Raw? Mm-hmm. Or are you still talking about Disney? Are you looking through the history of Disney?
No, on Raw. Yeah, no, God, no. No, that's a... See, that's that would be like a... like how we did the Pokemon conspiracy show.
Yeah.
Like we could do it. We could do like a Disney conspiracy show, but like we'd have to do like the fun one of just like, oh no, actually the stars spell out sex in Lion King.
You can see Jessica Rabbit's vagina in one of these parts, but you could actually see her vagina. That's not made up. Oh, please don't start playing this video.
Same thing with the Sex and the Stars. I think it was Lion King. Or like how in Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid, one of the columns on the castle is a penis.
Yes,
just all sorts of fun stuff.
And that's true. Again, that's also true.
Yep, you can find it. Well, I mean, not on
that's a great idea.
Not on the vaulted ones, but
I think you just picked out our Thursday show for us because that's a great idea. Lindsay will jump.
I was
going
to say
that.
You need to give her time to like collect her notes.
She'll go into her vault and find them all. Moving on to another story that caught my attention. Over the weekend, what was this guy name? Christopher, and I don't want to say his name. You can find it online. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to say it. The guy is walking into his, I don't know if it's an apartment complex or what. He's with his son, and they see a black person.
I just saw this today.
Did you?
Yeah. So guy who works at YouTube.
Yeah. And software engineer.
Which I didn't realize that YouTube actually had humans working there anymore. I thought it was all just automated. And
I thought they were lizard people. Like, honestly. But yeah, he's working. He's there. He's waiting for his friend. White guy and his 10-year-old son or something like that. 10-year-old, I think. Walks up, sees the guy, asks him what he's doing there. Guy tells him, I'm waiting for my friend. And the other guy grills him about it. So then the guy whips out his phone and's like, look, leave me alone. You're going to be the next guy on TV, basically. You do not pursue this. Just walk away. I don't want any trouble. Well, the guy won't leave him alone. He says, tell your friend to come down here and get you. And then he's like, I'm going to call the police. The son, meanwhile, is begging him, please don't, Dad. Please don't. He's not doing anything. Just leave it alone. I don't like this. Guy calls the police and he's telling them about, you know, this trespasser that's there. So then the guy's friend comes out to get him. Mm-hmm. And the guy has to tell the people on the police side, like, yeah, it looks like he's actually here with someone. Never mind. Holy shit. Like
the still that goes, because again, this is one of those where people are just taking screenshots of the video and like then the article is going up.
Yeah.
But the one that I keep seeing is like this gross ass smirk. Like, oh, I've got
this guy now.
Oh, I've got this one. Meanwhile, the kid is like begging his dad to not call the police. It's like, okay, well, that kid is a hero.
So here, and the reason I bring it up is because this gentleman put out a statement today explaining his actions.
Oh, goody. I'm sure this is going to go over well.
He said that he did not target the man based on race. That his father was killed in that area, in that place, by a trespasser, and he has been paranoid about it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And that shaped his view of the incident.
So I'm going to continuously harass someone who is now filming me.
Right. Well, clearly,
like, if this person is dangerous, I'm going to be sure to antagonize them with my young child here next to me.
Yeah. It's a good idea. So that's his explanation for it. I don't buy it. I kind of don't buy it. Maybe he really did feel that way, but he has to read the room. He has to see how this looks. I'm on CNN's page right now, and I'm going to turn it off because there are so many things on here that are making me upset just looking at them. Mitch McConnell said that both he and Obama are descendants of slaveholders. I have reading stuff about Jeffrey Epstein and his whole thing. And like, I don't want to talk about these things. Let's talk about something fun. Please tell me something fun that has happened to you recently that you would like to discuss in detail.
I got a tweet that's got like 60 likes. So, I mean, I'm pretty much out of this bitch.
Are you Twitter verified?
I mean, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Any day now, it's coming through.
What was your tweet about?
About the Netflix dropping Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not dropping Friends because it's not their choice.
Yeah.
Like, none of these shows that have been... you know, that have left Netflix has been Well, for the most part, there's been originals that they haven't renewed. But for the most part, it's just because, like, hey, everything's going to have their own streaming service. So we're doing that.
I miss television. I miss when you could pay for a cable box and you got all the channels and all the shows. Now all this a la carte stuff, it can add up. It really can. Today, HBO jumped into it with HBO Max, I think it's called, which is where Friends is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which...
amongst other things. I think Asa's looking up right now.
I think I finally found the...
Oh, you're still looking for that? Okay.
Yeah, because it was going to bother me. Because it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, did I have a fever dream in the middle of work? But I can't find anything. But I'm hesitant to, like... I don't want to just, like, straight up go, like, give this all because I can't find an actual source on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe it's...
Because we don't want to pass off bad information on here. That's not what we do.
Yeah.
Here.
But there is, because there's report going around that, like, they offered to, because, like, Spider-Man was there at the funeral. Like, someone dressed as Spider-Man, like, led the funeral.
Yeah, but that was before they got a hold of Disney.
Okay. See, because, like, the way that this makes it sound is...
That Disney maybe...
That Disney, like, had a part in that. And, like, there was supposed to be, like, a horse-drawn carriage. They offered to, like, make a memorial. And, like, had done other things to, like, reach out to the family. But it's just that, hey, no, this is just a policy that we have, and... You know, you can't make an exception because then that sets the precedent. And then, well, you said yes to this family that went through like an unspeakable tragedy. How come you won't say yes now to this family is also going through an unspeakable tragedy?
This is going to get controversial. That's my problem with religion in general.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I absolutely, absolutely, absolutely hate is when something tragic happens, but someone survives. Something good happens and they say God was looking out for me. I know God watched out for me, protecting my children, whatever, but they don't mention the other children that died.
Right.
Like apparently they weren't good enough. There's so much shit that gets attributed to God when things are good.
There was a thing on Reddit where it was like, my sister-in-law burned alive, but like her entire house burned down, but her Bible on the nightstand survived. What a miracle.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know if your sister-in-law feels that same way.
Even when I see like school shootings and stuff and they talk about like their kid survived and like God mm-hmm. was there that day, like, well, God must have a very narrow view.
Who is it? There's a comedian that has the bit of like, I hate flying because, you know, even if it's not my day, what if it's the dude next to me day? Yeah. What if it's the guy in Roth in seat C16? What if it's his day?
Collateral damage.
Yeah. But no, to jump all the way back, because now that I found that,
Done with it.
Because it came from, like, it was a Reddit post, but it wasn't attributed to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just it looked like it was just kind of a screenshot of a letter. So it was kind of weird. Anyway. The Friends thing. Because, yeah, so HBO Max?
Is that what it's called? Yeah. It's the new Time Warner that is going to...
Is it replacing, like, HBO Go or HBO Now? Because then that would be three HBO services, which I get, like, Go and Now are different, but not really. Like, one of them is if you subscribe to the actual HBO channel, the other one is just the streaming service.
Yeah, I get confused by that one.
I don't know which one is which, but I know that's what it is.
So it launches in this next spring, mm-hmm. and it will feature programming centered, and this is from TheWrap.com, features programming centered around HBO, Warner Brothers, New Line, DC Entertainment, which, by the way, DC Universe said that this will not affect DC. This will not affect DC Universe
mm-hmm.
right now.
Which
right now?
Well, apparently there were rumors, which I'm pretty sure were unfounded, that like DC was very unhappy with the performance of DC Universe, so that they potentially could pull the plug on it.
Which is really sad because I think DC Universe is a fine service. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would update it more and not cancel shows before they air.
Yeah.
But what can I say? Also, CNN, TNT, TBS, True TV. So that really affects our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
The CW, Turner Classic Movies, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Crunchyroll, Rooster Teeth, and Looney Tunes.
Wait, Crunchyroll?
Yep.
But isn't that its own streaming service?
I thought so too.
Is it a network?
It's a streaming service.
I know it's a streaming service for sure. Because I genuinely wanted to be like, hey, so this is the podcast that we have. I have this many listeners. Like, would you want to do a sponsorship where I watch anime that I've never seen before? And just like comment
just
on
watch
it?
The cringe?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would just, like, I would give it a fair shake. But, like, you know, weeby weebs.
Weepy Weaves. I love that show.
It's coming. It's coming soon. It's not coming soon.
All upcoming CW shows, including Batwoman and Katie Keene, which I don't even know what Katie Keene is. Pretty Little Liars, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, all of Friends is going there. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything about HBO Go or anything like that. Oh, this is where Gremlins is going too. Ah,
what's Gremlins?
They're making a new, and which I'll rant about this on Thursday probably. But they're making a new Gremlins, and I was like, finally, it's mm-hmm. about time. The rumors are true, except it's an animated prequel called Secrets of the Mogwai.
Oh no!
So I can't wait for this to just be like completely dedicated to kids and be like terrible, and I won't want to watch it.
Is it a movie or is it a series?
It's a series.
Oh, okay.
An animated series that is a prequel.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's all about the Mogwai. And here's what I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to just be a kid show where it's just the little gremlins having adventure. I don't want My Little Pony with gremlins.
I am picturing like hardcore, like the 80s cartoon.
Yeah,
I can see a G.I. Joe style, like, but with the Mogwai and the gremlins. Cause like that fits. I don't know about in 2019.
I'm thinking, but when I hear it, I think of like Care Bears and stuff like that.
Oh, see, I don't think it's going to be that. Like, I'm picturing like the green, the evil ones, like the ones that got fed after midnight.
Yeah.
Which it's always after midnight. Never mind.
Did you ever see Gremlins 2?
No.
That's a whole part.
Is it?
Where he's trying to explain that the gremlins, what they are and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the guy, they don't believe him. They're like, okay, so what if a guy, if he feeds them and then they cross like time zones, it's midnight somewhere. Like they're yeah. arguing about it, and then the gremlin attacks them. They poke fun at their own like bullshit, which is yeah. great. But yeah, I don't think so. I think this is going to be straight up insulting.
See, and I'm not picturing like a little legit like kid friendly, like everything's adorable, and then there's like one bad guy. Like I'm picturing like an actual like kind of, you know, Thundercats style,
like a more serious,
where it's more serious,
but it's still geared towards kids.
It's geared towards kids, and like I said, that animation style. I don't know why, but I can see it clear as day in my head.
Yeah.
Of, you know, you have the Mogwais waddling around, little Furby looking butts, and the gremlins.
Also, apparently, according to this, they are still keeping HBO Now and HBO Go around. So you will have HBO Go, HBO Now, and now HBO Max.
So HBO, like, Go and Now would be, like, the HBO-specific content, and then Max would be more of
everything that's ever, like, Time
Warner.
I think the biggest mistake they made with this is calling it HBO Max.
Yeah.
If you call it Time Warner Max, who cares?
Because like, because people are not going to understand just the amount of stuff, like, Time Warner
right.
has their toes in.
Or but if you call it HBO Max, people at least go, oh, HBO, that's cool. And Friends, sweet.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's, but today on Twitter, the trending thing was first The Office. And I'm like, hold the fucking phone.
Yeah, I meant to ask you about that because I saw your post about that, but I didn't get it. Can you explain that for me?
So on Twitter now, they have trends where it's not just like hashtags. It can also be like if enough people are typing a specific phrase, that phrase will trend. So everybody's reposting the story that Friends is leaving leaving Netflix, but they're like, oh, first it was first The Office, now Friends, and it's like because The Office is leaving Netflix early next year, I think.
Yeah.
But so it's like, okay, no. Scrubs and 30 Rock and
King of the Hill
and South Park and SpongeBob and like all of these other shows that were amazing didn't die for nothing.
Right.
Netflix has been losing stuff for years now.
They have.
At an alarming rate. And pretty soon it is going to be the thing where we have now, we cut the cord. No more cable. No more satellite. Except now, instead of paying, you know, $90 a month for 150 channels with on-demand and stuff, now we're going to be paying
$30 here, $15 there.
$10-$15 a month to all of these like different streaming services
yep.
to try to get the shows that we want to watch. And it's going to be even worse.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's like, oh, the future's terrible.
Because I'm already subscribed to Hulu, and I actually have Hulu TV.
I just got Hulu like a year ago because I have because I signed up for Spotify, and they did the deal where it's like, oh, if you have Spotify Premium, we're just lumping in the base version of Hulu. It's like, score. So I got Hulu for pretty much. It turns out it's like $10 a month because they lowered the price of, I guess at some point they lowered the price down to where now it's just.
So you've got Spotify Premium and Hulu as a bundle?
Yes.
And you just pay for Spotify?
Yes.
What the fuck?
It's amazing.
Because I pay for Hulu.
It's not the ad-free Hulu.
Okay, well, that's better.
Because that's the thing that bugs Jesse.
Well,
it's because he wants to bundle it and he wants to pay extra for the ad, for like the ad-free.
Ad-free is great, except for all the ads they put in it. it's baffling. I pay for ad-free, and every time I put something on, almost all the time there are ads. And I like
during the show?
Like I'm trying to remember what precisely I was watching before. I know Channel Zero, when we watched it on there, had ads. And it wasn't a live show. These were shows that had already aired, and we still had ads for them. And they'll tell you on Hulu, it's like some shows still have ads. There's nothing we can do about it.
That's what I was going to say, is because it's like there are certain ones where it's like the contracts that they had to sign for like certain networks, I guess, or studios required the, like, you can't just take out the ads.
Which is frustrating, because like when you pay for no ads and then you get ads, what's going on? What's up with these ads?
It's not ad-free Hulu. It's Hulu Plus or whatever. I don't know what the name of it is. God, I hope it's not ad-free Hulu.
I think it is ad. No, it's Hulu Plus. You're right. I had the TV deal with it too, because I like to watch TV sometimes. It's $50 for, I think it's $50 for Hulu with no ads plus TV, I think. But now I've canceled the TV part of it because I hardly ever watch it other than the news and like Ghost Adventures and stuff. And I'm sure I can find illegal streams. I'll hit up the Boom Boom Room.
Well, and even like,
there.
Even like with CNN and stuff, stuff goes up so constantly on YouTube. Right. Or they even stream live, like on like big like breaking stories and stuff. You can go.
Literally, the only reason I wanted it was because late at night I used to. I haven't done it since we moved because it's my living room set up a little differently. But I would put on Brian Williams and Lawrence O'Donnell. And sometimes Rachel Maddow, people like that, and I would watch that while I did stuff. But like, is that worth $40 a month? Probably not.
When you could just watch all of those the next day.
I could, because like, it's not like they're saying anything important.
Right, yeah. 24 news cycle isn't a terrible idea.
Yeah, I just like hearing Brian Williams talk.
Did you see the dude on Fox News where he's like, how great is it that we live in a country where we won't have to retire? Because there was like a poll where it's like some percentage of Americans feared that they weren't going to be able to retire. Just because like they're not making any money, they're not able to save any money.
Damn right.
Yeah, and the guy tried to spin it as like, man, it's great that we live somewhere that you won't have to retire.
You just work forever.
What do you even do when you retire?
You know, to be fair, I always wondered that. I always thought to myself, I can never be the guy that I hit a certain age and I stop working because I go insane.
Oh no.
But there are other days that I'm like, I would love to not come here.
I have great
and waste my fucking brain cells.
I have great news for you. See. We're not in the 60s anymore.
What?
There's shit you can do at home.
No.
Like, you got video games.
You mean like stamps?
You got
or?
Movies. You got like...
Wrestling?
I will sit in bed and beat off like all day, every day if I don't have to go to work. Like,
I had
there are so many fantastic options that aren't working.
Just one little idea of what I dealt with today. And it wasn't like horribly bad, but it was just I was already in a bad mood. And I used to love my customers, and I still love a bunch of them, but increasingly, every day I come to work, I'm more and more miserable and jaded. Today, I had somebody call, and they asked me, how much would it cost for them to bring in a PlayStation controller? And I was like, what do you mean? How much would it cost to bring a PlayStation? Yeah, like if I want to come up there and get money. So you're asking me how much it would cost to bring me something to sell it? Yeah. And I wanted to just smash the phone into the wall because it's like, God, people, like, I get not everyone's like super smart, but there's a level of intelligence I feel like you should have to survive. Let's call these people. No, Shannon, stop it.
The purge. It's
purge
the
morons.
It's the purge, but it's like it's a super old tweet meme, whatever, where it's there should be a purge in the country, except it's retail workers. Get one day a year.
You just kill everybody.
That they can treat customers however they want.
Yeah. I would love that.
That would be so amazing.
Here, we kind of do that anyway because we don't really have a corporate sponsor.
No, I feel like you could get worse.
I could get much worse. I've only gotten belligerent I've been doing video game retail especially for at least 10, 11 years now, probably 12 years, which is really depressing if you think about it. I mean, it's good in the sense that I've had a job for that long, but sad in the sense that like I don't really feel like I'm going anywhere. That's not the point. In those years, I've only had probably 4 people that I've ever truly gotten upset with. And like I'm real upset, like to the point I've cursed at them.
And those weren't just, you know, yokels wandering into the shop like asking why isn't Mario on PlayStation.
No, I would never do that.
It was people who were being actual combative and like throwing around slurs and shit
that was the worst
other
one.
Employees.
The worst one was when somebody called my black coworker the N-word and called Lindsay the C-word. And I got pretty upset with them. And to GameStop's credit, because this happened at GameStop, one of the district managers called me the next day because they complained about it, of course. They complained about me that I mouthed off to him and I told him never to come back in. And he called me and I forget his name was Rob. And he called me, asked why I did it. And I explained the situation. And he was like, all right, well, good job. And that was it.
So, like, he had to ask you, because I'm sure the guy who called to complain about you getting in his face, he explained that, well, you see, he wouldn't sell me this thing. And then I called his associates these following words. Like, this is the language I used.
I'm sure he left out some minor details, like using racial slurs and sexist slurs. He probably just said they were very rude to me. I'm never going back. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that unless warrants a call.
Unless you give me a gift card.
Well, he sold his Xbox and bought a GameCube, or it was the vice versa, one or the other. And apparently the GameCube didn't work, or the Xbox didn't work correctly, and he wanted his old system back. Mm-hmm. So he brought it back in, and when they searched for it, they couldn't find the transaction. Mm-hmm. And that is a number one rule at GameStop, is you cannot trade stuff in without a transaction. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
This isn't one of those, there's room for mistakes. No,
yeah.
It didn't happen. So he lied. Mm-hmm. It was a lie. And when they couldn't,
or he didn't do it there, or
something happened, but they legitimately couldn't find it at the transaction. They didn't find his name. They didn't find the system. Mm-hmm. So either he lied or whatever. And when they brought that to his attention, he got super upset. So he was on the phone with Teddy, and he started calling Teddy the N word. Mm-hmm. Teddy put Lindsay on. Lindsay was the manager on duty, basically. Mm-hmm. And she tried to explain it and called her the C word. About this time, I go over to the store to ask them a question, because this is when EB and GameStop were right next to each other, and we used to go back and forth.
Yeah.
So I walk in there, and Lindsay's in tears. And Lindsay and I were dating. Mm-hmm. And like, I've always had such an affinity for Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not new. So when I saw her in tears, I was like, what's going on? She told me what happened. I took the number, because it was supposed to be Pat that called him back. Mm-hmm. I took the number, called him back, and just savaged him. I savage gardened him, and told him, never come back. If you come back, I'm calling the cops. Told him he was a piece of garbage and all that. And yeah, then they got upset about it. I heard the door open, which mm-hmm. means Allie is here, which at 30 minutes in, we can put her on the show still.
We can. Let
Allie,
me,
go get a microphone and a stand.
She's going to be on the wrong side of the table, though.
It's not going to feel right.
It's the unnatural order.
Look who decided to come crawling back to the show.
No, Allie. Microphones are over there. Where are you going?
I'm used to the
Well, she needs a stand, though, doesn't she?
Here, use mine. I'll hold.
No.
We're getting you on. Except we already talked about the Friends thing. I wanted to talk about the Friends thing.
Just for the record, Ace is basically doing stand-up now.
I'm going
to push this back a little bit so the cord doesn't make weird noises. Okay. Sometimes it does that.
What's the deal with airplane food?
And Allie, what's the deal with calling people the N-word when they're trying to help you?
Customers are the best.
You missed the story.
Well, I'm sure she's heard the story before.
Oh, she has. Allie, of course, if you don't know, quit the show earlier today due to pay negotiations falling through. She went over to work for a rival podcast, and now she's back. Welcome back.
Hello.
It's a hobbyist podcast.
Keep talking. So what do you think about the Friends thing, Allie?
What
do you think about the Friends thing?
What Friends thing?
It's getting taken off Netflix.
Oh, I mean, I'm not surprised.
It's going to, they're taking it off because all of the Time Warner stuff mm-hmm. is getting its own streaming service now. HBO wow. Max.
Wow.
Wait, HBO Max? Is that what it was
yep.
called? We've said it like 15 times tonight.
So now you can get your HBO Now.
Yes.
You can take your HBO Go, or you can take it up to the HBO Max. At what level of HBO do you love?
What's your
HBO levels?
Currently zero.
HBO, to their credit, gave me some of my absolute favorite series of all time. Tales from the Crypt was an HBO series. Mr. Show with Bob and David mm-hmm. was an HBO series. Real Sex introduced me to sex in the creepiest way possible.
I distinctly remember being a overly horny teenager
yep.
because that's just what they are.
Yeah.
They're all just, especially the teenage boys.
And if,
just,
oh, the boys definitely. And if they say they're not, they're just hiding it.
And like,
they're masturbating under the table.
And being so mad. I'm doing it right now. And you can see my hands.
With no hands. I don't. He can go from flaccid to hard instantly. He's doing it right now.
And I distinctly remember being way too. Okay, if you're looking through, like, it's 1 a.m. You're flipping. Cinemax hasn't quite changed to Skinemax yet.
Right.
And you're on the TV Guide channel. Because remember the TV Guide channel?
I do.
And you see HBO.
React.
And you see HBO, because for a while, my family, because like, I remember we had HBO and like, we had the movie channels because I think they like gave them to us for a trial. They just never took them off until something happened and then we lost them all.
Yeah.
But, and you see on HBO, it's like Real Sex. And I was like, oh, yes.
How real?
And then it's just these like old, ugly looking people just talking about like their kinks and like.
So that
I didn't have a firm enough grasp on sexuality at all to understand like what this show was. Like I was, it was that thing where this was mature content and I was way too immature.
Yeah,
I was hoping to see like boobs and like sex and stuff.
Yeah, no, he. I was gonna make that point is that real sex was the unsexiest thing in the world. But I watched it because this is before the internet really. Mm-hmm. Like I grew up in the when I was a horny teenager, it was in the mid 90s. Mm-hmm. So the internet wasn't like super prevalent then. Mm-hmm. So this was how I saw naked women having sex, but they didn't really have sex because it was on HBO, but it was still censored. They didn't just show like full on sex. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was basically a 60 minutes talking about sex.
Of just people telling sex stories and stuff like that.
And
it would be an amazing podcast now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget one episode. Actually two episodes. One was about a Japanese doctor who could bring girls to orgasm without touching them. So it would show the girls like laying on a table and he would use his energy over their bodies and they would start moaning and like screaming and stuff. And I remember thinking, that's bullshit.
I mean, well, okay. So I've seen a thing where this guy actually, he put this lady in a box and then he sawed her in half.
How?
I know. And everyone was like, yeah, okay. And then he like pushed the
parts. But they were just nonchalant about it?
Yeah, and then they pushed the parts back together and she got out of the box. It's like, I don't know what this is.
Do women do that? Do you guys split at the middle?
Just split in half?
Yeah.
Well,
we can't tell our secrets.
Oh, go to hell.
Off air. We'll throw that in to the $420.69 tier.
Allie will reveal her secret.
Allie will reveal the secret of how a woman can be removed into two different pieces. And she will use the F word while describing it.
Yes.
There was another episode where it was talking about this couple who filmed like sexy scenes. That's how they got their groove on. Mm-hmm. Was like they would play roles and they would film it like little mini movies and they'd have sex on it. Mm-hmm. And the reason I remember it is because they were both very unattractive and overweight. Which fine, that's not a like right. That's not a big deal. Like I don't care. But what made it creepy was one of them was them as babies. So
we've talked about it on the show before, but Wood Rocket needs to be stopped because they did a Rugrats parody.
I know.
That's not okay.
Where they constantly mentioned how they were adults in the parody, by the way. They made it a joke.
I haven't seen it. Like I just saw the it's the thing. I just read the headline.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I need to explore this.
No.
The man, I just remember him pulling, I guess, because again, they didn't really show it, but he pulled out his penis, I'm assuming. And she was like, is that a Wowie Pop? He's like, yeah, you should wick it. And I remember going like, oh, this is going to turn me off from sex forever. 10 years later, I was good. It took some time to get over that.
It took some healing, some self-reflection.
There was also Taxicab Confessions, which I never watched. But I never watched that. I never had any interest in it. Because that baffled me that the point of the show was that people would get into a taxi. Where are you going? Take me to the 4th Street. So I had a busy night. Yeah, it's fucking killed this guy. Just fucking killed him and raped his wife. Why would you just say that randomly in a taxi cab?
Yeah.
There's a level of anonymity, I guess, but come on.
But it's not because, like, they were on camera.
And they had to give permission to be on camera. Yeah. At the very end of every episode, they would say, can we use your video on the show? And they'd laugh. Oh, yeah. I just cheated on my husband in the back. Literally, I had sex in the backseat of the car once. That's fine. Put it on the air. It'll be fun.
No, it's gone. There was a joke. I had a joke ready because it's like, oh, that show grew up to be its own website, but now it's wildly different.
There are a lot of websites that are dedicated to that kind of idea.
Turns out, the internet.
And you know what's weird?
It's a great place.
I literally thought that sexual stuff was 90% of the internet.
Don't you wish you could have stayed late at work, Allie? Welcome to the show.
I'm looking it up. Hold on.
But we talked about like actual things like on the pre-show and like we talked about the Disney thing with the kid's Spider-Man. Grave.
What?
Did you not hear about this? A 4-year-old died from some rare disease and
loved Spider-Man. And
loved
so
Spider-Man.
The family wanted to put Spider-Man on his tombstone. The etching company said, we can't do that unless you get permission from Disney. And Disney said no, because that's not that's just a longstanding rule that started with Walt Disney himself.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to the episode. It was great.
It was a good episode.
Just the first half.
Fine.
Give us the 5 minutes and get us the listen.
How
we
much of
it.
The internet do you think is porn?
I don't know.
Because I thought 90. I thought most of the internet, I'm pretty sure the internet was designed for porn. Apparently 30% of the internet is porn. That baffles me. What websites are people going to that's not sex related?
So look up the amount of content uploaded on YouTube every like minute or hour. Cause it is legitimately like baffling. Because I could say something super hyperbolic, but then I also don't know if it would actually be that off.
300 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, now before YouTube became popular...
It was just porn. Yeah. Because I remember that's, again, after... Once we got the internet and I didn't have to watch real sex anymore, I started clean. You know, originally I just looked up like...
I'll start clean.
My favorite actresses... Like, I could finally see them naked whenever I wanted. Penelope Ann Miller was, like, one of my favorite actresses, and I could actually see her naked picture on the internet. And now, looking back on it, I don't know if it was really her. Because it was a lot easier to believe back then that these things were real. But it started with just nude women. And now, if they're not, like, pumping their anuses full of, like, castor oil, I can't ejaculate. It's weird.
I don't like that you use the term ejaculate. Well, I don't know why that's the way that's my
that's the thing that bugged you.
There was a so they do a show on Kind of Funny called Nicknames, where one of the guys, Nick, they show him a bunch of things that he doesn't necessarily know what they will be to try to get him to like figure out what he would call them or if he can get it right. And one of the more recent ones they did were porn actresses. Or like, well, porn stars, because they did guys as well. But one of the running joke throughout was like, it was real hard to find YouTube appropriate pictures of these people. And that was throwing him off. I was just like, oh no, yeah, I do it. Because he'd get one wrong. I was like, oh no, wait, I know her. It's just, I can't see the tattoo. that's what's telling.
There's a great video Ethan showed me of a guy, or it was a girl, showing a guy who's a Sonic fan. And he's a pretty big Sonic fan, but not a huge Sonic fan. Mm-hmm. Pick all the characters from the expanded universe.
Oh, God.
And he gets, like, the main ones right. And he gets, like, Cream the Rabbit right, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then they start getting these weird ones. And it's just, like, 5 minutes of him just, like, that's not real. No, it absolutely is real. And it's terrible.
That's pretty good.
They go down, like, three different rabbit holes in the same video.
Yeah. Like, did you know that Danica Patrick was a... actual Sonic the Hedgehog character for a period of time?
Wait, what?
Yeah. When she starred in the Sonic racing game, she was a guest star on it. Put her in the Sonic comics, and she was an actual character in the Sonic lore.
Like, as Danica Patrick?
As
like
Danica Patrick, the race car driver.
I thought that's so much worse than what I originally thought. Because I assumed it was just one of those things, like, she did a voice.
No, she...
Just Danica Patrick is...
Danica Patrick, saving the Sonics.
In the expanded Sonic universe.
Which apparently...
Do you think she's going to be in the live-action movie?
No.
Oh.
Because, the true story, all of those characters, including Danica Patrick, were killed off in a mega story because, like, the guy that helped create them sued them over rights or something. So instead of paying him what he was owed, they killed off all the characters and never used them again. So most of the Sonic like expanded universe died in a giant purge.
But didn't Sonic Forces have like a million characters?
You could make your own.
Well, you could make your own, but like, I thought it also went pretty because like I saw a couple because I thought that game was gonna. I honestly thought that game was gonna be a lot worse than I guess it turned out to be.
It was
like
okay.
I thought it was gonna be like a 3, but it turned out to be like a 6.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna be honest with you. I didn't play it.
I didn't either. But like, so seeing some of the
Sonic Mania was awesome.
Like, oh yeah, Sonic Mania was amazing. But like Game Grumps did a playthrough and it was like Silver was in there.
No, Silver's an actual character. Silver is one of the main game characters that got touched.
So like the comics had...
The comic had its own set of characters.
Okay, so then never mind.
Which apparently runs in the billions.
Because I guess they pulled deep on the game because like certain even bad guys from like the games no one played like Unleashed and Black Knight and stuff like that, they got pulled into Forces, but but if the game characters and the comic characters were.
I loved some of the comic characters. Like growing up, I was a big fan of the Sonic Morning cartoon show. And, you know, you had Amy Rose. Well, no, she wasn't in that actually. She was in the game. What was her name?
I don't know.
Sally Acorn. Princess Sally Acorn was a character. And then you had, I think there was an Anteater. No, that's Knuckles. He's an Anteater. I don't know what Antoine was.
An Echidna.
Isn't that an Anteater?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Looking it up.
Because he doesn't have the giant long nose like an anteater would.
Do you think hedgehogs look like Sonic?
I mean, he's got the turned up nose. Don't look at me with that judgmental look, Alan. Like, yeah, really? No, because he's got like the ball tip nose that's kind of curved up. And so, there are certain aspects that are very hedgehog-like.
Echidnas are spiny anteaters. Sometimes echidnas, sometimes known as spiny anteaters.
Fake news.
They belong to the... Oh, of course. Okay, here it is. They belong to the family Tachyglossidae.
Isn't that a makeup brand from Walgreens?
I think that's an R&B band that I really liked growing up. Are you sad you won't be able to watch Friends anymore on Netflix? Like, you've only seen the series 20 times.
It hasn't so been 20.
What happens if you don't know what Ross is getting into? They were on a break.
Pivot.
I've seen the end of the show.
I don't think I've seen the end. Maybe I did, because doesn't he hook back up with Rachel?
Spoilers!
The very end, Rachel is supposed to get on a plane, and she doesn't. And she knocks on Ross's door.
Aww.
That's how it ends.
I saw Ross is with another woman.
No, surprisingly not.
That'd have been a good ending.
There was something where they were talking about like the worst casts in TV shows. We're not not actors casts, but just like the worst group of people. Like how
the characters themselves.
Yeah, like Seinfeld is actually a group of terrible human beings.
They very much are. It's Always Sunny would blow their minds.
Yeah. Well, I think they mentioned It's Always Sunny because like How We Met Your Mother was on there, and like but they talk about It's Always Sunny, but like that's the point of the show. They're talking about characters that like
are presented as
that are presented
good
as like, and even Seinfeld I didn't necessarily agree with because I don't think they were ever truly presented as good. You just really only got their perspective.
Yeah.
Whereas like, but the thing that they talked about with Friends, which I didn't think was fair necessarily, but Friends was on the, like, its run was through 2001. Like, mm-hmm. It was there during 2001 and years after. And they talk about how these people are so self-absorbed that at no point does 9/11, which was a thing that happened in that time that Friends would have like discussed. They had like one thing where there was like a flag in the background hanging somewhere, but that was their only nod to it. But it's like these people are so self-absorbed that like it didn't even affect their lives at all. And I'm like,
that's a shitty criticism.
Yeah, that's kind of it, because like on the one hand, you could have dealt with it, I'm sure, in a good way to like, oh, yeah, because this, you know, rattled the core of the country, let alone New York specifically.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that's not the writer's job to have to, like, do a very special episode.
Plus, it's a sitcom. People usually watch sitcoms to escape from reality and from, like, the pain of reality. So if you're living in New York and you actually went through 9/11, the last thing you want to do is turn on Friends to see them going through 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Which on the one
hand, that's my opinion.
But at the same time, like I could see, you know, that could also be very cathartic to see like, oh, these characters that I, you know, care about and love, oh, they're dealing the same thing that I'm dealing with. And so that gives you that extra, like, it's both sides.
Yeah.
There's not a right decision there at all.
Right.
Yeah.
The right decision is to not do it in a tacky, cheesy, like offensive way.
Oh, which show did that?
I'm sure there is one. But like I'm just saying, like they could have tried to turn it like super jokey and, you know, not handle it with the care and respect that it deserves.
Right. I'm pretty sure most shows didn't touch 9/11, like at all.
Yeah.
At least not, you know, when it was happening. I remember WWE was the first like live broadcast to resume.
I still remember SNL. I don't know if it was the week of or the week after, but it was their first show back. They actually had firefighters and Rudy Giuliani on there. Mm-hmm. Back when Rudy Giuliani was like America's mayor before.
He was only America's mayor because of 9/11.
Though. No, absolutely. No, don't get me wrong. But there was a time period. You might not realize this, especially you younger kids out there. But there was a time when Rudy Giuliani was well respected and beloved by America because no one looked into the shitty shit.
Mm-hmm.
They just knew him as the face of 9/11, basically.
Yeah.
And he did a good job with it, to be fair. But he was on there, and I'll never forget Lauren. They talked about it. Lauren Michaels said, you know, but Giuliani basically said, at some point you have to heal and laugh again.
Yeah.
And Lauren Michaels,
what they wanted, and that's kind of what like Vince McMahon said too.
Yeah.
We have to get back to normal.
Right. And Lauren Michaels asked him, like, can we be funny again? And Giuliani was like, why start now?
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a good, that's a solid burn.
That's a good burn.
Yeah.
And cause I think like, was it still Leno and Letterman?
Yes.
That, you know, because they did something similar, and like Jon Stewart did with The Daily Show.
Yeah.
It was a weird, because like I was still very, like I was in sixth grade.
It was 2001?
Yeah.
So I was.
No, seventh grade. I was in seventh grade.
I had just graduated high school.
Because I distinctly remember, and I think this might have been before, because so we were in church when it happened, because I went to private school. We were in church when it happened. And I remember being in Mrs. Skaggs' class and another teacher in the classroom as we were like watching it on the news made the comment, guess we didn't pray hard enough.
Oh, wish you had not said that.
Yeah. And that's just something that's always going
was
to stick
Was that a joke or was she being serious?
No, I think she was joking. Not better, but like... Yeah, I remember her and saying that. I'm just like, are you kidding me?
I was at my friend Derek's house and Jerome. I was hanging out with his brother Jerome, I'm pretty sure. And they had skipped school and I was homeschooled. Actually, I had graduated, so I was done with school. But we were there hanging out and I think it was his parents, his mom or something came in and told us what had happened. I didn't know. And I didn't have a cell phone or anything at the time, so I went home and saw it. And I just remember my parents and all the adults I knew, like the adults, being so torn up about it. And like, I think my mom cried. And I just remember not caring. I was like, oh, that sucks. It doesn't affect me. And it wouldn't be until years later when you have, again, getting a little bit older and becoming a little bit mature. It's hard for me to even watch those videos anymore of the reaction. I used to watch they're live on the Today Show. And they've got the live video of the first crash and they're talking about it and you can see the second plane hit and everyone just stops. It takes my breath away now. It's hard to breathe when I see stuff like that. I didn't realize the scope of what had happened when I was younger and now I do. And it's crazy to think that I was alive during probably the defining moment, one of the defining moments of America's history. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
And it's like, you know, you kind of like not joking about it, but, you know, kind of dismissing it.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do that, like, as a teenager. Because, like, as a kid, I didn't fully understand.
Yeah,
like,
as a teenager, you're rebelling.
I was like, okay, so I know this is bad, but, like, I don't really get how bad. Like, I remember my mom didn't want me to watch the news because she didn't want me to, like...
Well, some of those images were horrifying.
Yeah, and, like, and she didn't want me to have to, you know, process that and deal with it.
She didn't
want
to have to give you the talk?
Yeah, well, not even give me the talk, but, like, have to... Because, like, how do you explain to a child...
Yeah.
Like...
Why so many people just died?
What happened and like the scope of what happened, you can't do it. But at that point, like, we'd been watching it at school. Granny, because when she picked me up, like, she always watched the news, so it was like it was all over there. Like, so it's like I'd already seen it, and I didn't truly like get the grasp of. I remember being terrified because I didn't know that he'd already retired, but like I knew my grandpa worked at the Pentagon, so like I was like, oh, like, is, you know, is Grandpa Tom okay? Like, what's going on there? So we. But it's that thing where as you get older, you just get more empathetic.
Yeah,
very like, much. At least I am.
No,
like even
oh,
there's yeah. even stuff like last night we also on Nerd Up we were talking about we were ranking like the Spider-Man movies, and I said that MC like so Sam Raimi Spider-Man versus the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man is like the MLB and a T-ball team. But then now,
yeah, you're right.
But now this like Tom Holland MCU Spider-Man is like, I compared it to when like to baseball before like Jackie Robinson played. I was like, it's like, you know, gauging the talent of baseball players before they were allowing black people to play, like as a joke, because it's just like, oh, they're because they've taken it to another level. These movies are amazing. Like, I think these two movies are better than the Raimi trilogy. Anyway,
it's a different story. Yeah,
but like thinking back on, it, I was like, was that a tasteless joke? Like, was that not
about the Jackie Robinson thing?
And like before black people could play, yeah. Like, was that was that not super cool for me to say? Like,
you find yourself catching yourself when you make even stuff that doesn't seem offensive. You go, but was it offensive?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't mean offense by it.
Because there's so many different things where it's like, you know, so I've been watching, I haven't been watching as much as like Jesse has, but like Hot Ones.
Yeah.
There was one that like auto played and I just didn't stop it, but it was. Oh, I can't remember their names. Bodega Boys. I hadn't heard of them before.
Who the hell are the Bodega
Boys? It's two guys from New York and they do like a podcast and stuff like that. But they're huge. It's just that thing where it's like, holy crap, there are YouTube celebrities that have millions of followers that I've never heard of. And this is one of those. And it's like they were talking about like they used to have like way more because the host asked them about like some of their off-color humor and like some of the jokes that they used to make versus jokes that they make now. And they said like, no, it's just one of those things where it's like you can do it if it's funny, but also at a certain point, like you kind of like you meet all of these people who have wildly different experiences and it makes you realize, oh, this thing that I used to say all the time, I didn't realize that that's not cool.
Yeah.
because it took someone who like lived that life to actually explain to me, like, hey, this is why this isn't okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of, it's just like, ah, like, should I? But at the same time, like, am I being overly sensitive? Like, am I worried that I'm offending an audience that is not going to be offended at all? Or like,
right.
I'm sure, you know, anything that we say on this show, like, someone could
often
take it to a thing where, you know, it rubs them the wrong way.
But can, like, you be offended for people? Can you be offended for the target of your joke? That sounds weird, but like,
yeah. And that's the thing, is it's just like, man, was that not a super, like, was that not, because, like, I mean, and on Nerd Up, Jesse's very good about, because he has a very like strict vision of what he wants that show to be, and like, you know, it's PG, it's family. Like, if we needed to put it up on,
I'm the opposite.
If we needed to, well, no, I mean, sometimes, but like at the other, like at the same time, like when we do like the E3 episode, you wanted to be able to put that on GameStop or up on the Gaming Grounds page,
which I think I did.
Well, but still, you kind of like, okay, this is the, you know, we have an expectation that we need to actually, like, you know, right, watch what we say on certain things. And Jesse's really good about like calling out things like, hey, that, like, even not even just language, but just like, you know, a crass joke or something, like, hey, that's not the show, which is fair. But he didn't give me that look on that one. So I was like, okay, yeah, it's probably fine. But the more I think about it, the more I'm like, see, I'm not super happy with it.
I make a lot of jokes that in retrospect I go, maybe I shouldn't have made that joke. I've used all the bad humors.
Mm-hmm.
I've used rape as a joke, mm-hmm, before I knew anybody that had been raped. So didn't affect me. What's the big deal? I've used racial humor. I grew up predominantly in a black area. All my friends were black. That's how they talked. That's how I talked.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I got older, and mostly when I met you guys, that I began to realize that, you know, maybe it's not cool to say these things. But at the same time, I'm torn, because I truly believe that either everything is open or nothing is open.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a joke about you can't make a joke about white people if you can't make a joke about black people. You can't make a joke about cancer if you can't make a joke about rape. You know, it's like everything affects everybody. Just because you are okay with this, because this hasn't affected you, but you're not okay with that. Like, you can't be that way. When it comes to humor, either everything's on the table or nothing's on the table. That doesn't mean that you don't hold people responsible for what they say. You absolutely should. But I feel like everything should be open for that, which is why when we talk about wrestling, we talk about, well, you can't do a cancer storyline in wrestling. It's like, you can. You can do anything. There's nothing that should be off the table when it comes to entertainment. But it's not a good idea if you can't do it properly, obviously. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a confusing thing of, like, what is and what isn't okay. And I stand behind my flame shield, where I've learned to just not make the jokes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't mean any harm by them. But, you know, apparently someone quit the show because of my use of the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Which is ironic, because my use of the N-word in this context was in a story, a legitimate story about what someone had said. I wasn't saying it.
Right.
I'm telling you what they said. I'm just not censoring it.
Right.
Because I hate censorship, especially when it comes to the news. But it's something we struggle with on the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse locks it down. I don't. I like for people to say whatever they want to say.
You let us put our foot in our mouths.
That's part of the humor. Like, that's part of the charm of the show, is that, like, people like it when we say dumb things and are entertaining.
And also, like,
there's a place for that stuff.
Not to beat this drum again, because I feel like we talk about it like every other month, but it's just like, we don't ever do it like ill-intentioned.
No.
Like, we don't try to upset people, and we don't try to use, like, straight up, like, derogatory stuff. Like, I'm not trying to, like, get under the skin of certain people when I like, make that joke.
Right.
But it's that fine line of, but even, it doesn't really matter your intentions, because it's the result that.
Yeah.
It's one thing that I saw that said, once someone decides you hurt them, you don't get to say you didn't.
Yeah.
So even though I didn't mean to, if I did, I did.
Right.
And that's the thing of, it's just, like, we talk all the time about, like, having changed our behavior. Like, you don't make those tasteless jokes. Like, you know.
I try to rein it in.
I used
to use the word midget a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I never once meant disrespect to little people.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not aware that midget was an offensive term.
Mm-hmm. And it's not. And it's
now I don't use it except when I explain things like that.
Well, and it's also the thing of, it's just like, not every little person finds that offensive.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, there's a group that does and there's a group that doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, it's almost like everybody is an individual that has their own, you know, benchmarks for what is and it isn't okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, but like, to me, my goal is to do as little harm as possible.
Right.
And so, like, I don't want to, like, upset people or offend people or do things like that. And at the same time, like, I also, like, never on the, like, not on the podcasts, because I'd kind of grown out of that beforehand, but like the vile shit that would come out of my mouth that I thought was hilarious on Xbox Live or because the anonymity of the internet like type thing. And it's just like, because we thought it was funny. Because it's like, I didn't mean it.
Right.
Like it didn't.
You were just saying things.
But I was just still saying these like super offensive things just to, you know, and like, oh, it's trolling. And it's just like, man, I look back on like college age, high school aged me.
You're ashamed.
And just like, how are you the same? How are you? How am I this?
Right. She stole the car.
She did.
Hi. Oh my goodness.
GTA Alley.
Yeah.
Putting the A in GTA.
So you know what upsets me? We only have a few minutes left. But talking about censorship and stuff like that, I read about this. I'm actually upset about this. The band Confederate Railroad. Is that their names? Confederate Railroad?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure. Let me look
Whatever you are about to talk about, you are in an island of one.
I'll explain.
Maybe two. Well, Allie's shaking her head because I don't know what story you're getting into.
Confederate Railroad. It's a country band. It's either a country or a rock band. It's somewhere in the middle probably, right? They're not racist. They don't sing racist songs. They're not like – their music isn't racially charged. Their name of their band is just Confederate Railroad. Mm-hmm. They were pulled from apparently the DeCoin State Fair lineup. And this is a popular band. This isn't like some local band. Mm-hmm. This is like a legit big, big band. They were pulled from the DeCoin State Fair due to their name. Just the name, Confederate Railroad, got them pulled. The same show has Snoop Dogg on it, who just put out an album or has an album now that his cover is a dead Donald Trump with like a flag draped over him and Snoop standing over him. And people are like, how is this okay that you're pulling Confederate Railroad for this, but you're allowing this? And I agree with that. Again, it's everything or nothing. If I think Snoop should be allowed to do that, I also don't think these people should be like lose money because their name is Confederate Railroad. Maybe they didn't choose their name because they are fans of the Confederacy. I don't know. But to me, that's a little silly that you're pulling a band because of its name.
I think I'm not trying to justify it because I don't disagree with you. Like, I think that's kind of because like, what's her name?
Pussy Riot.
No, comedian.
Also a band.
It's the comedian that held up like a fake severed head.
Redhead.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin.
Like, yeah, like she, you know, did like had that imagery and like she lost a bunch of like
she paid for it forever.
Yeah. So it's that one of the, it's the thing of, I think the difference though is if you don't know that that's an album, you're not going to look at the DeCoin State Fair poster or the band lineup and see that.
Unless they put that album like on the
poster. Unless it's just like Snoop Dogg and his new album, like there. Whereas
Confederate Railroad,
that is something that's going to be on the poster. And so it's like, and there, I'm willing to bet they are not the only band that has lost gigs because of a name.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
I'm sure that, and there's plenty of probably on both sides that have lost
gigs
because of their name or their imagery or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't like it, but I understand it because, again, it is the whole like,
companies have to make their business.
That was the argument, don't want to lose business based on we could lose customers because of the negativity around the name Confederate Railroad.
Right.
I'm like, I get it. If I didn't know who Confederate Railroad was, and then like
that name initially, like that name rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's just like, really, why?
Here comes Confederate Railroad. You're like,
but not to the point,
not appearing.
Not to the point that I'm gonna like, I'm not gonna boycott the DeCoin State Fair because Confederate Railroad is.
You weren't going to begin with.
Yeah. It's like, but if I like, if oh hey, we're going to this thing, and it's like, oh, featuring this band. Now if it would be a big difference if that was a band that, you know,
very Southern pride,
you know, they're doing you know, Dixie covers of, you know, old, you know, Lynch Mob songs, stuff like that, where it's like, okay,
right, this is just an unfortunate band name.
Yeah, they did not choose wisely,
right?
Yeah.
but it is that thing where it's like
Pussy, people, Nashville Pussy.
So many people are
I've always thought that was the stupidest name for a band.
Is that a name? Is that a real band?
Yeah, Nashville Pussy. Yeah. And I always thought, like, how
is their
far
logo
is your
a cat like,
I don't know, but how far are you going to go with a name like Nashville Pussy? You going to be on the radio? They might be nowadays.
Who knows
anymore?
It's the thing of like, people are so quick to throw around censorship and, you know, oh, my First Amendment rights. And it's not that. They are not being censored.
No.
Censorship implies like a government body.
Forcing
like,
them to change their name.
Yeah. Or like, hey, if you don't change, it's like what happens in Russia where it's like, hey, if you don't do this thing, you sing these songs we don't like, you're going to jail when we find you.
Yeah.
That is censorship.
Right.
That is the, you know, them being explicitly told by a government authority that you cannot choose this thing.
Right. This is just,
and it's the
this
same
is
thing
just PC.
Like, people losing their job, like Kathy Griffith. Like, her First Amendment right, her free speech right, was absolutely not violated.
She just lost work.
She lost work because
same thing with the Dixie Chicks when they criticized Bush.
Yeah. It's you are not being arrested or put in jail.
Right.
You are just being told, no, we no longer wish to do business with you.
Right.
And that is not a
That's not a censorship violation.
Yeah.
No.
Because especially because it's like, you know, certain things are. Now, if it was, it also kind of depends on what they say, because, you know, if she. I just totally lost my whole train of thought. It's something about, like, you know, it's, there are protected classes and things that, you know, you can't fire someone because of their race or things like that. But, like, your comments, no, you don't. That's not something that you are intrinsically born with.
Yeah.
She did not.
Or a name was, called Confederate Railroad.
There is not something intrinsically tied to her DNA that made her hold up a Donald Trump severed head.
Yeah.
Like, that was a choice you made. It's the same thing. It's the thing.
Plus,
that
come on, it's Snoop Dogg, man.
I've seen people.
Anybody gonna go against Snoop Dogg? He's the dog father.
I've seen people compare, like, getting treated poorly because they're wearing, like, the MAGA hat. They compare that to racism. And it's like, no. You chose to put that hat on.
Right.
Like, no one was born and decided, you know what? Yes, I will not be white.
Now, to be fair, though, just because someone wears a MAGA hat doesn't mean that they should be, like, publicly shamed.
No, that's
like
not,
I've seen
what,
them.
That's
you
not
know.
What I'm saying at all.
I know. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I'm not saying that at all. But it's the point is, it's like, no, you chose your clothing.
Right.
Like, whatever message you decide to send with that choice, it's a choice you made.
Yeah.
No one chooses what race they are. No one chooses what sexual orientation or gender they are.
Right.
Like, that's just a thing that you are now assigned at birth. RN Jesus hopefully was in your favor.
He did okay with me. Like, it could have been better. But all things, okay, you can't complain. All right, we're going to get out of here. I love the ending.
This show was all over the place.
Oh, it was all over the map. We call us the presidential debate, because we were all over the country talking.
What?
Sure. Tomorrow is a much more pointed show. We're going to be talking about Monday Night Raw, and what a disaster.
Dumpster fire.
Probably the worst thing. Do you know anything that happened on
but
it?
Heyman's...
No, because you were watching it while I was cooking.
I didn't watch. I didn't watch all of it there. Like, I saw bits and pieces of it. Mm-hmm. But when I described to you what happened, it's like,
guys, Heyman's in charge. Everything's great now.
So something's wrong with that, right? Like, is there a different Paul Heyman? Like, that they hired?
This was Paul F. Heyman?
Yeah,
they didn't get Paul E.
He didn't run ECW. He ran, like, ACW, which was a bad wrestling show.
Which was different.
That's tomorrow. For tonight, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Allie for joining the show halfway through.
Hello.
Yep. And Asa for coming in. And thank you guys for listening. We very much appreciate it. You're going to hear a lot of things online nowadays about how we feel about this show. We just want you to know that we love you all very, very much.
Confused. I mean, I do, but, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
With that said, since Asa gets to do it on Wednesday, I'll do it tonight. Podzilla1985.com. If you want to catch up on the old episodes, you can also catch us on iTunes. You can catch us on Spotify now. Spotify is a very popular option, apparently. We're so glad if you came to us from Spotify. Thank you so much. Make sure you follow and subscribe and like us if you can. I don't know if that's a thing. I think it is. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985 if you want to subscribe to the show and subscribe monetarily. We do that $1 pre-show every show. And you get the entire backlog, and you can listen to all the new ones. A lot of great discussion on there. And then, of course, Facebook.com/Podzilla1985 if you want to interact with us. Thank you guys once again for tuning in to the show. We'll see you tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Later.